This is a recording from the first degrowth conference in North America, held in Vancouver, Canada, from April 29th to May 1st, 2010. Each speaker is introduced by author Rex Wehler.
Now for something completely different. Some of you know Jane. She's done a lot of work in this province. She has been the leader of the Green Party since 2007. Her focus has been on sustainability and social justice. She is a former counselor from Esquimalt. She is teaching an MBA course in business and environment or and organizational behavior at University Canada West. And she's done a great job in holding down the position at the Green Party in Canada, helping develop the Green Party, helping develop a third voice that is actually speaking political language from the perspective of preserving our natural wild habitats. Ladies and gentlemen, Jane Sturt.
Actually, it's the Green Party of BC that I'm the leader of. Conrad asked me to talk about just kind of the personal journey of why I'm interested in degrowth and why it is that the Green Party of BC proposed in 2009 that we would move to a steady state economy, which was kind of a radical thing to say, and mostly was laughed off the stage. And it feels like a year later, there's this appetite for some change. I was speaking to the Association of Kootenai Boundary Local Governments last week, and I was talking about a steady state economy, and everybody listened to me, and they said that it sounded logical. And so I think that there is an appetite for some change. But I want to talk tonight, I'll be talking a little bit tomorrow about where I think the change will come from, but I want to talk about why it is that I am in the position I am in terms of a personal journey. And I've titled my talk, What I Saw in Mexico. In 2000, my husband and I sailed our 39-foot boat down to Mexico. We intended to circumnavigate and decided when we got to Mexico that we didn't like the lifestyle. And so we spent a season there and came back to Victoria. And the first thing that I noticed when I got to Mexico was the plastic. There was plastic bags everywhere, and they're very thin film plastic bags. And when you go into their grocery stores, they'll put one item per bag, and most of those bags, and I would think there are millions every day, get tossed on the ground. And when I first got there, I felt quite critical of that garbage that I saw, the waste that I saw. And it wasn't until we got to a place called Nuevo Vallarta, which is next to Puerto Vallarta, and we had the opportunity to go into Puerto Vallarta or to go to their local markets, that I understood that what I was seeing was a transformation of a culture right before my very eyes. When you go into their villages and you see their markets, they have traditional ways of doing things. They have beautiful vegetables that are on stands, and people bring their baskets, and they fill the baskets with that produce, and they go home and they feed their family. And it is a family affair. They bring their kids, and they bring their elders, and they enjoy their time together as a family. And if you go into a supermarket, you can see juxtapose those two different kinds of community happening at the same time. And so I started to be less critical of what I was seeing as that waste or that garbage that was on the ground. And I started to feel like an invasive species, because our boat, which was a relatively modest cruising boat compared to some of the others, was a display of wealth that a lot of Mexican families don't have a hope of achieving. And the Mexican families, for me, is what struck me most. They're intergenerational, they're loving, they're openly affectionate with each other. And they have these amazing festivals, the Festival of the Dead, and you see families going out, families will be out at midnight with little kids, and it is a festival atmosphere. And I felt like I was watching the impact of our culture on another culture that was healthy. And with every big screen TV I saw walking out of Sam's store in Puerto Vallarta, I thought that we were exporting a lifestyle, and the people were adopting that lifestyle because they were, some of them were gaining a level of wealth. And they didn't even know that what they were losing in the process of that transformation in their culture. And so I ended up with a great sense of sadness about what we were doing, what our place on the planet does to the people in other parts of the world. And we're not aware of it, and they're not aware of it. And the result is a breakdown of family, desire for stuff, and a waste stream that equals ours. So when I got back, we decided to quit sailing because it wasn't our lifestyle. The first thing I did was join the Green Party. And ever since then, I've been working toward trying to let people know that we have a responsibility to change our own behavior because we are impacting places in the world and they don't understand the impact, and it will only be in the rearview mirror that they understand that they have given up something that is too valuable to give up. And I do think we're on the cusp of change, and I think that we need politicians to make that change, and I feel like a year after the election that I'm ready to go and let people know in British Columbia that there is an alternative. We are the only party that talks about no growth. And I think people are going to be listening, and I hope a lot of them will listen in 2013, and you'll hear more from me tomorrow. Thanks.
That was Speaker Jane Stirk, introduced by Rex Whaler. This recording comes from the first Degrowth Conference in North America, held in Vancouver, Canada, from April 29th to May 1st, 2010. Find more audio on the Economic Crisis page in the Audio On Demand menu at ecoshock.org. Find out more about this conference at www.d-growth.com/Vancouver.